Podcast One Sports presents Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast. Every Tuesday, you can hear Jack Harbaugh.
We're going to attack this day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Jim Harbaugh.
What the hell's going on around here?
And JT Rogan share their stories from on and off the field. Past guests include John Harbaugh, ESPN's Adam Schefter, and Pardon My Takes, PFT and Big Cat. So don't miss an episode of Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast. Every Tuesday, exclusively on PodcastOne.com and the new Podcast One app. Just a sample of what's coming to Podcast One Sports.
Brad Banjo, Pete Shaporis, Matt DeAndrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast. Presented by Mothers, Polishes, Waxes, Cleaning. Replay XD Cameras. Kicker Audio.
Hey, this is Shift and Steer. Racing rides people in places. And the place that we're at today is the Moon Eyes. It's called the Xmas Show, Pete.
What is it?
Is that the same as Christmas, or is
I think, yeah.
How many X's are in the front?
Is this like an X Games event?
if you go over and watch the cars run, it is a bit of an X.
They get a little crossed up.
It's a little X.
There it is.
Yeah.
Some of the drag cars get crossed up, so it's Xmas.
In fact, there goes one right now.
I know. Hey, the thing about this show is that it is such a mix of people and cars and just the atmosphere with the music and the racing and everything, you know, Matt.
We were walking around earlier and I saw like three dudes playing they were just playing music, but the guy had a stand-up bass. And I feel like that's the underrated instrument. Like, you don't see enough of the stand-up bass playing, like, kind of a Stray Cats thing going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, going on. Like, there's a couple dudes here playing that, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to sling over your back than an electric guitar, yeah. You know?
They're tough to haul around.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to buy a stand-up bass, a van has to come with it.
Yeah. But it was way cool. Matt and I saw this guy. I mean, the little trio band. You had the guitarist, you had the drummer. The drum was taped together.
With blue tape.
I mean, this was truly a garage band. It was more of like a rat rod band.
It was a rat rod band,
but they sounded really good. And you know what? We cruised here. We've been walking around, been checking everything out. Matt and I even borrowed a car, Pete. We borrowed my friend Richie Valles.
We didn't ask. But.
Yeah, the keys were in it, so we took that sucker. And it's a 59 Lowrider El Camino. So, us two guys, it's pretty hard to do, but we looked cool even at this show in that car.
Caucasians?
Yeah, we were... Whoa, hey, somebody's alarm's going off there. You know, I've got a problem with red buttons. If it's not the record button,
There you go.
There we go. Gosh. You know, people, don't they know we're doing a show here? Can you? You know, we've got a guest standing here. This is Chico Kadama from Moon Eyes, and he is running the show. Maybe we can get him to stop everything. Can you quiet the music down? Tell him to quit drag racing and have the people all just sit down and see us.
Let me see if we can do that.
It probably wouldn't be a show at that point. But so, Chico, what is? I was at the very first show, many of the first ones over at your shop. When you were doing it there, and, you know, that was back when Big Daddy Ed Roth would show up, and how has it changed? And the big question is, what annual party is this?
What annual party? I'm not sure. We're not counting.
You're not counting?
It's got to be going on 15, at least.
Well, it's been 22 years since we took over, so, you know, it's been 22 years now.
So that's substantial, and it has grown. How many people and cars do you estimate are here this weekend?
We had 870 pre-registered cars.
870?
860. And then we have a drive-up, too. So,
How many cars are drag racing, Chico?
We have 106 cars registered to drag race.
Wow. That's great.
Now, the fueler cars, this is the first time you've had those, isn't it? Or am I wrong there?
No, we've always had the Keckel cars. We had a pretty good friends that bring them out and they show off their pieces. So last several years, we had the Keckel cars.
How did I not hear that, Matt? How did I not hear the Keckel cars when I was here the last time?
I don't know.
I don't know.
This is my first time, so I wouldn't have known. That's
right. We've got a newbie right over here, and he's never been... He drove in a new Jaguar, okay? Everybody was looking at him, thought he pulled into the wrong place, but his mouth was open, and you've been digging it, haven't you?
Yes, this is a great show.
It's got Cad Cub Caps on it now, in case you haven't been over there looking at it.
It's over there. It's got, it's lowered 4 inches already. I don't know how, but they did that.
Right, and it's got some sombreros on it.
Right. It's been pinstriped, which is awesome, because it's a press car, and I got to give it back.
There's a very talented people here, so you'll be surprised.
Pete and I just got you a little present, okay? It's going to be all dialed in for you when you go.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
A little bit of suede paint.
Yeah.
And, it's going to look good. But Chico, you've been running this show, and I know that it is a major undertaking, any show is. But this one has a real atmosphere. It also has the bands, and you've got the drag racing. When do you start? How far into the lead do you get going on this?
We start planning on it September.
So, last September that we just went by, you started planning for next year's.
No. 2 weeks advance.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not telling a tall tale there, I would say that this is going off pretty well for just being planned since September. But we know that's not quite true.
Well, the phenomenal part is that they just came back from Japan.
I know.
Because the big show was last weekend. And to do this, with the same crew, fly everybody over to do this show is the most phenomenal thing I've ever been involved with.
It's phenomenal or crazy, one or the other,
I think it's both.
Probably more crazy than anything else. Yeah, we go to Japan, we take about 50 people from U.S., and right next week we'll come back and do this show, so, it's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
You know, there's a calendar, you can spread those apart a little bit.
Yeah, I don't get it.
December is our favorite month, and the first couple of weeks is the only weeks that I can think of that do these kind of things before everybody gets too crazy about Christmas.
Yeah,
that's true. So I'm going to ask Matt here, because he's the guy who hasn't been to this show. Matt, when you're walking around, what kind of strikes, what grabs your attention?
Well, this has been pretty interesting for me because there's such a mix of stuff. Like, there's an entire row of Volkswagen buses, and then there's just another row of all sorts of vans. There's tons of hot rods, lots of rat rides, and I like that all of these vehicles are in the various stages of completion. And that's the one thing. Like, there's a guy basically barbecuing out the back of his truck. And there's a pickup truck over there with a coffin in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, various stages of completion. Yeah. The guy that's in the coffin.
There's a lot of, there's theatrics, I guess, that goes with some of these
eccentrics.
Vehicles. Yeah. There's lots of themes going on with some of the vehicles as well,
There was one car truck thing over there that Matt and I walked up to check out, and it was basically a frame with some wheels and tires, a big block Chevy, and not much else. And it was just straight out of the block.
It was like an F-350 dually, but he shortened it. He like cut the bed and everything, so the dually wheels were about 7 feet away from the front wheels. They weren't really. it was shortened down. It wasn't like.
Yeah,
a truck
I think
anymore.
Every 49 through 54 Chevy on the planet is on this property today.
Yeah.
I mean, man, that is the car of choice.
Yeah, we saw a flathead with a big like 871 blower on the top.
Yeah, 671 blower.
671.
Yeah.
I didn't think that would fit. I didn't know how they made the manifold for that, but basically the blower was as big as the engine.
Yeah, these guys can do anything.
So, Chico, On this show, what are the breakoffs of years, and how do you take the registration of cars so people know in the future?
Well, we limit the cars to pre-65 and pre-69 for drag race. But, you know, we're not like any other car shows, so we're a little loose on that part. So we may slip through some 70s cars here and there, but, I mean, you know, we're here to have fun, so.
You know what, you guys? It sounds a lot like shift and steer. You know, we kind of let things slide. That's why we're feeling comfortable here, Pete.
Oh, yeah. No, this place is, the comfort zone here is amazing. I mean, we've walked around here when it's beautiful like this. I think that the devoted fans of the Moon Eye show was the first year that it had the torrential rain, and nobody left.
Yeah.
They all just grabbed some shelter and kept the barbecues going. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever been involved in. Nobody went home.
They had beer and easy ups. What else do you need, man?
Yeah, no, they were just, it was just crazy. Yeah.
I can eat a hamburger in the rain. No, I'm fine with that.
And all the cars that was here, they didn't even have a roof or the windshield. No wipers.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of that here. There's no glass in the cars.
No.
There's no wipers in the car.
No, it's a tough bunch.
Well, Pete, you brought up the rain, and do you have any fingernails left, Chico? Because all week we have had just horrible, horrible rain all week. Were you thinking, oh, my gosh, another year like that?
Well, you know, December is always a tricky month to put on the shows. But, yeah, we don't have much choice. I mean, somehow we ended up doing it in December, and we have to stick with it. And, I mean, so far we got, you know, half and half, some good years and some bad years.
Yeah.
But even the bad years, like Pete said,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, some vendors said they did better in the rain. So, you know, figure that one out.
But they were selling ponchos and umbrellas, so it doesn't count.
It's a rain or shine show almost now.
You know what? I think there's something that you said that's not right and something he said that's correct, Pete. I got to correct you here.
Oh, okay.
You said show. He said party, and that's what it is. It's
yeah, yeah.
They call it the party,
totally,
and that's what it is.
I totally agree with you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yes, well, I was cheating. I was reading his shirt. That's
oh, yeah, his shirt says party.
Xmas party.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, there's no doubt about it. It's a party.
Well, I want you to tell everybody where they can find Moon Eyes on the internet so that they can find out about upcoming shows and tell us about the other shows you do during the, or the other parties you do during the year.
Yeah.
Well, the only parties that we put on is This Is It, the Christmas show. And the only reason why we do this is so that everybody can have fun. We're not here to make money or, you know, Ed Ross started this out for a bunch of pinstripers, and that we wanted to continue that. And it's just a gathering of good people, that's all. So,
well, you know, it really did start at the roots. Did you and Shige ever think back in the day when it was just this parking lot party at Moon Eyes that it would grow to this proportion and be something where people actually travel from all over the world?
Yeah, no, I couldn't even imagine that, you know, it turns out to this big of a deal. But it's just the people being comfortable is all, you know.
And having a good time, right?
Yes, that's it, yeah.
And you know, doing selfies on air, it usually doesn't work as well. But, you know, something about shift and stare, it really does.
All right.
So, well, you know, it is one of those things that, I mean, I remember Ed used to be out there sitting at the table and everybody, and you started filling up all your neighbors' parking lots, and that was probably why it had to move to Arundale?
That was several years ago that, you know, we had so many cars, people are starting to park in the middle of the street doing burnouts left and right, and about 2 or 3 in the afternoon, a bunch of black and white came out and said, so that's it.
So now your home here is at Irwindale Speedway. You got the drag strip, you've got plenty of parking, you've got a beer garden over here, you got stage, everything's going on. And Chico, I know you got to make sure this show keeps running, so we're going to let you slide, but anything else you want to say about Moon Eyes or about the show?
Now, I just want to thank everyone who came out, you know, especially the vendors and the racers. The car people, I wouldn't say show car.
The party people.
We know what you mean. I mean, you know what? That is the thing. There are cars out there that look like they just came off the show floor, but we were walking around, and I said to Matt, I said, you know what I kind of dig about this show is the fact, because there are, let's face it, a lot of shows where guys don't feel like they can bring their car in progress because they feel like people are kind of giving them the stink eye. But here, man, that's part of the party, having fun.
I think that's the best part of it.
Yes.
And run with your Brown, just bring it.
Yeah, no, budget doesn't matter. It's not like the SEMA show. The SEMA show, it's great, but that's a completely different environment.
One of my guys has brought his car 4 years running, and each time he's brought it, it's a little bit further progress. Next year, the goal is to bring it painted.
Cool.
So, I mean, it's just...
All right.
And it's sitting over in our booth.
At least he has
right
a goal.
Now. It's sitting in our booth right now, almost ready to paint.
Well, Chico, thanks so much. I know you got a show to run, and you know, we appreciate you taking the time. And like we said before, this is probably your first chance to get a break.
Yeah, thank you very much, Brett.
Yeah, thanks for that break, buddy. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting us out here. We love being part of the Moon Eyes party. So, Pete, one of the things that we were just talking about was vendors. And SoCal's got a booth out here.
Yeah, we got a 20-by... They slid us into a 20-by-20 this year. It's a big step up for us.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, now, what do you guys... You bring out all your soft goods? You bring hard goods and soft goods?
We bring our soft goods. We bring out our... Yeah, we bring all of our jackets
t-shirts
and hats
and
T-shirts and all that stuff, yeah.
So, you know, one of the things when I walked by your booth that I thought was... I don't know, Matt. You give me your honest opinion what you think about this, but...
He doesn't have an honest opinion.
No, I mean,
no.
They had all these.
We're talking about DeAndrea here. Come on.
They had SoCal ponchos and SoCal umbrellas. Do you think he was hoping for rain?
Maybe he was. Because he got that.
I mean,
big
come
tip.
On. That's not
have,
really nice
we don't
to
have
do.
Ponchos
there.
And umbrellas. You must have been going. You must have been looking at somebody else's. That was Troy Ladd's booth.
Oh, okay. So, I mean. How much you guys walked around? You as you came walking through on your way over to here, what'd you see, Pete?
What I saw was more 54 Chevys than I've ever seen in my life. No, it isn't like the usual suspects, but it's that there's a level of people here that you can just count on, and it's super hardcore hot rod custom people. It's awesome. This
it's
is the only
on
place.
The
it's the only place in the world, I think, that you can see the legit. This is the real deal. These are the real people.
These are all home-built cars for the most part. I mean,
yeah,
for sure.
It's great to see them on the road. Like these guys, most of these guys out here, they drove these cars out here. You know, all sorts of, you know, like 50s cars, the hot rods, all the vans, and the low riders, and everything that are out
and,
here.
And this cool year, so many that. Smaller companies bringing out their 10x10s. I'm seeing so many small companies coming up through this, which is for the industry is stunning.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. I wasn't hearing properly through my headset.
Matt. Why didn't you? You having a problem with that?
He's over, look what he's doing.
Hey, want to do a chat and scat?
Sure.
Let's do a
right
chat
on,
and scat.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's
Who do you
one.
See? There's somebody standing out here.
Well, there's a couple guys standing out here. We could pull Casey Mars in from Mars Electric Cycles. That'd be really self-serving on my part, and I kind of dig the
I
sound
think
that of that.
Casey ought to come in and talk about
hey,
that.
Hey, Casey motorcycle. Mars! Yeah, we're getting him in. Look at that. He's pulling away from all his fans.
Well, you know, it's hard to find him because he's got on that bright yellow shirt.
Yeah, right now.
So, Casey, we do these things on the show called Chat and Scats. We see people out in the crowd hanging out.
Okay, you'll want me to scat here pretty soon.
We'll tell you when. Yeah, you'll get the word. We'll just say scat.
Well, when some stunning blonde walks by, you get to scat.
I'll get my wife over here.
So, you brought out the Mars Electric Cycles. They really fit kind of the bill that's going on out here because they're, you know, they got that bobber bike look. And tell us about them and what's been going on out here for you today.
Oh, it's been great. You know,
time to go.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm scatting, guys. We'll see you later.
So first, explain exactly what it is. It's a podcast. You can't really see it. We'll post some images up on the Facebook page. But explain what the bike is.
It's actually really unique. It's basically what we're doing. It's an electric bicycle. To be a bicycle, it has to have pedals, and it can't go over 20 miles an hour. But everything else is custom. We use all motorcycle components, motorcycle tires, motorcycle wheels, motorcycle, like a OEM Triumph motorcycle seat. And we hand build everything. We do the frame out of 4130 chromoly, the front end out of 4130 chromoly, and the handlebars, and we do the battery box out of aluminum. So it really looks like an old school bobber motorcycle. And build them to order, and it's been going great. We got a lot of great things in the works.
What's the voltage on the battery, and how fast will they go?
48 volts. The legal limit's 20, but.
What's fastest you ever had that bike up to? I know the answer here.
We're pushing 90.
You're
with
kidding?
Another bike.
Yeah, really?
96. Well, yeah, you're SoCal Speed Shop. We should speed one of these out, right?
Oh man, I didn't know. This bike right here,
Casey has had to 60 miles an hour on PCH, and he didn't get a ticket.
Yeah, at 48 volts. We were doing a little shot down PCH, and I hit 60 on it.
And it's silent running.
Completely quiet. And, you fly.
You know, I think that's probably part of it, because if it was nice and loud, somebody would probably be watching.
And that's the beauty of electric. The U.S. has the best electric bike laws in the world. You know, most other countries, you can only pedal to propel yourself. But in the U.S., you can actually use a throttle to propel yourself as long as it's under 20 miles an hour. So you don't have to pedal. The pedals have to be there for the cops.
So that you can get your inertia going.
You don't even have to pedal. It's a throttle. It'll
you
start.
Don't have to pedal.
No, it'll go from a dead stop with a throttle.
Tell me, Brad, when it runs out of battery and you're a couple miles from home, what do?
You actually can limp them home, and I have done it.
You got to pedal at home?
What's interesting is these have a little bit of a battery memory, and there was one time I did it purposely because I wanted to know what would happen to a customer. What do you tell them, you know? And what'll happen is it'll die, and you'll be speeding along, so you coast, and about the time it's going to quit coasting, you give it some throttle, it gets up speed, then it dies again. I limped it home about a mile and a half. Now, if you're a mile and three quarters, you're screwed.
Yeah. All right, right on. Now we got to find a way that when you pedal it, it slowly recharges the battery. So you could just sort of pedal your way to charging again.
Totally.
It would take 18 hours of pedaling to get one more extra mile.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's all about solar. There's these solar backpacks we're going to market. You're going to plug it in.
You have to be a certain fitness level to buy our bikes.
Yes.
You know? We got a lot of great things in the work, though. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We got a new model coming out in 2015.
And where do they follow you on Facebook and Twitter?
Mars Cycles.
How's that spelled?
MARRSCYCLES. And the same thing with Twitter as well. Mars Cycles, that's our handle.
You know, personally, I think aesthetically, the bike's stunning. It's got one of the nicest designs. I mean, the first time I saw one, I came into the office about a year ago, it just blew me away. I mean, that thing just sits perfect.
Don't you think one would look good with, like, kind of, I'm thinking a red and white paint job, maybe an oval on it.
I think it would be beautiful,
Brad. That'd be badass.
We would love to promote that for you.
See how he is.
Right, Matt? Isn't that what we do? We promote?
Well, I already...
I got it.
I'm out of budget. I built Matt a shift and steer one to ride around.
There you go. Well,
yeah.
A shift and steer bike.
I think we ought to get one of those Jags that you've got, put it on a little trailer, and we could drive it, you know, and
there you go.
I want to take one out to El Mirage, and then we can really set some speed limits for electric bicycles and throw a SoCal Speed Shop logo.
Do a dustbin fairing around it. I can see it.
It would be epic, Pete. Come on.
Get a drone and have it fly right next to it.
That's right.
Oh, man, that would be hot.
I got the drone for us already, so it's in the budget.
All right, well, time to scat.
All right.
We're going to keep going. Thanks.
And
good seeing you out here. It's been a long time, man.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You know, that is what's cool about here, though, is that the guys out here, they appreciate quality craftsmanship and design because, you know, it's a high-ticket item, but people are walking up, checking it out, getting all the information, you know?
It's a cool deal, though, because we were talking about it before, and he's doubling the voltage, and like you said, he's going to go out to El Mirage. He wants to do, like, 95, almost 100 miles an hour. I think it's insane, but I think it'd also be really fun to see because you wouldn't hear anything, just him screaming.
So we were walking around, we were talking about the culture of this whole show. I mean, You can get your hair cut out here, Matt.
I know. That was kind of weird. There's like several trailers you could just walk in and get your hair cut.
There's a barber shop right there.
A mobile. It's an old, what is it, an Airstream trailer?
Yeah, guys. And there's another
clamshell side.
There's another one right down there.
Right across from you, right?
Right, yeah. Another barber shop.
Maybe on my way out, I'll get a little trim.
There you go. Let me describe this, though.
Going. Hey.
You have this polished aluminum Airstream. They've got the sides of it clamshell open. And
it's like a gullwing door on a clamshell.
Suavetto.
Is it Suavetto?
You need some of the pomade they're selling over there, man. It's 100% suave it pomade. I think that's all about you.
Yeah, I'm not.
Are you going to get your haircut before you go, Pete?
No, I just got a haircut.
What about a tattoo?
Got enough already, thanks.
Come on, man. Everything is available out here.
I know.
A beer?
A beer?
Are you going to get a beer?
I'm not supposed to drink any more alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
geez. But, you know, I might be able to. Just
one?
One.
Sip it, right?
A big. My doctor told me, so you can only have one drink a day, but make it a good one.
Right. So 44 ounces?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. A big one.
Get a nice big.
I thought you meant big by good, you know? But so, Matt, I've asked this before.
I can go snag a guy out of my booth if you want.
Well, I see another guy out here we're going to drag in, but I just wanted to ask Matt. I keep going back to Matt, Pete, because it's his first visit to the Moon Eyes Christmas show. And I go away from the cars and I talk about the people because this is a people watching show, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is. There's a lot of black clothing, a lot of black leather vests. I saw a guy with a cape on a minute ago. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
And I saw a guy with a top hat. That was cool. I'm not sure it's keeping the sun out of his eyes, but the top hat, you know, made him stand out. And then, you know, just the rockabilly girls and the pinup girls. And
yeah, there's even a few posers, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of it. You know, it's all about the culture, and you're right. It's the Bettys and the pinup girls and the. And I mean, these people live this, you know.
Well, when I was a kid living in El Monte, the whole gig was Pendletons. Pendleton.
Oh, they're out here.
Yeah, and I was going to wear my Pendleton out here. Oh, God, there's Barry Weiss.
There he is. Hey. There he is,
Barry.
Right there. See? Barry Weiss is walking
right
by.
Right,
like we
cue,
said,
buddy.
There's all kinds of characters
Thank
out
you.
Here.
You knew. Happy Hanukkah, brother.
Thank you,
hey.
Son.
You know,
wow, look at this.
How you doing, man? Good to see you. I know.
Live on air.
Yeah, we're
live
right
now. We're live
on
air. That's all right. We got Perry here. We're just bringing him up for a chat, but stick around a second.
I will. Yeah.
So,
don't go too far. Well,
we saw,
no, you've always gone too far. Don't go too far in your distance.
I won't.
So, Perry Barnes, he was standing out here. You know, Perry was the...
I'm over here playing with these electric bikes, and all I see these hands going, hey, come over here.
Come over here, yeah.
But I got to tell you, I'm out checking out all this stuff. You better chain these bikes down, because these electric bikes, these Mars bikes, I just took one for a cruise.
Yeah, they're fun, aren't they?
Not only are they cool, I had, like, girls chasing me. I'm going, where did you get that? I go, it's all mine.
That's right.
But
he didn't tell you that. When he takes the governor off and doubles the voltage, that thing will do 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, okay, now you're talking to me. Yeah,
and I know that's kind of up your alley.
But what a great bike. I mean, it was awesome. It's so cool to go around, you know, just like if you're in the pits, you know, racing or like an event like this. That's such a cool bike to ride.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So first of all, tell everybody like what it is that you do, because we know...
As little as possible.
Well, I know you're a producer on a number of different TV shows.
Uh-huh.
Stuntman. Woo!
Yeah, you know, I've been a stuntman for, I'm not going to tell you for how long because I'm going to date myself.
Is it true The Fall Guy, that show was all based around you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll take credit for
it,
right?
Yeah, I'm that old now. Thank you very much. Okay, now I'm not quite that old.
You are the up-and-coming guy. They knew it was
going
to be you.
You know what I was when they were making that? I was the young guy carrying the bag going, can I please have a job? Yeah.
What show is that?
The
I'm
Fall
Guy. I'm some shows. Can't talk too much about them, but I'm doing two shows right now that we're talking about for history that are very exciting, all automotive and motorcycle-based shows. History's really going big on you know, cars and motorcycles and stuff like that. So some really new projects I'm working on. I'm really excited about them.
Hey, tell us about some of the stuntman work that you've done, some of the films or TV shows you've worked on.
Oh man. Okay, now you're making me date myself, but I've did Terminator, The Predator 2, Hook, AI. I don't know. It goes on.
Well, I mean, you've told me about some of them. Like, I mean, you know, Waterworld and
did Waterworld.
And I mean, you've stunt doubled for some really famous people, Hollywood people.
I've doubled for Busey.
Sounds like a crazy gig.
Busey's a lot of fun, man. He's really a cool guy. Who was Meg Ryan married to?
Antonio Banderas?
No, that's the wrong guy. No.
I know what you mean. And we'll look it up later, and we'll bring it up.
This is really embarrassing because he's going to hear it. And gonna get a,
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid.
See, he knew it. Hey. He kept mouthing it, and we couldn't come up with it.
You know, that's why he gets the big bucks.
See? Because he's still got a mind left. His mind's gone. He's young. I'm falling on my head too much.
I'm getting to where I don't like this kid.
I know. Hey, now, Perry, what did you drive here today? That's the most important. We're at a Christmas party. What did you drive?
I brought a Prius.
That's what I knew it, and that's why I wanted to put you on the spot.
No, I brought my 34 Tudor, my blown Hemi Tudor. You know that one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. Gets a lot of attention. It's stupid fast, stupid loud. It's just stupid, and I like it. You know, it's fun.
It's fun. It's got a suede paint job, big
better,
blower.
The better.
Yeah. You know, it's like they say, size does matter.
Yes.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I saw it when it came in. It's pretty awesome. And we'll grab some photos. I think a little bit of video of it. We're going to try to piece some kind of video together, I think.
Absolutely.
And I got some shots of that thing in there. The thing's insane. It's awesome. We got to go for a ride in that thing at one point.
Oh, yeah, I'll take you for a ride. I'm in the middle of building a new one right now. I'm building a 34 truck. And I found a 40 Merc. Flathead, you know, the Mercs, they got the extra half inch in the crank, so it's like a stroker crank, and we're going to put a 471 on that, because everything I have has to have a blower on it. I don't know why, you know, but
now wait a minute, so I thought you were over doing some discovery to see if you could do a 671 on that, just here at the show.
Now you're blowing my cover. I was noticing a guy that put a 671 on a flathead, which I don't know that I want to do on the street. You know,
471.
Yeah, it's just about right there.
I mean, you know, you can do it and all of that, except...
Yeah. Except you blow the head gaskets out,
well,
right?
Well, it's not so much that. It's crankshafts and things like that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, 471, you know, and we'll put three Strombergs on it, you know, 97.
Yeah, and then just kind of keep it. Yeah.
Drivable. You know, nice and drivable.
Yeah.
So, Perry, you brought your car out here. You've been walking around. What stuck out like a sore thumb to you here at the Moon Eyes Christmas show?
You know what's the fun part of this place is there's such an eclectic, you know, range of cars here. You know, there are cars that are just, you know, $100,000, $150,000 cars, and there's a lot of great garage hot rods, which I really like. You know, I love the garage hot rods, the hot rods that the guy at home builds.
Yeah.
Know? They may not be the fanciest, but there's some really neat ingenuity.
Well, it's pride and joy, man. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah. There are definitely some examples
of wherever they come from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was there any one car that stuck out?
Besides your own?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I kind of like mine, you know. I don't.
Yeah, if you had one vote, right?
Yeah.
What the hell?
There was so many. I kind of did like that 28 with that flathead with the 671 on it. That was pretty cool.
We also saw the vintage Dragsters over there, the one with the flathead on it. That one was
the Digger.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. The same guy
that
owns
was cool.
that car. Yeah.
Same guy has both of those.
Yeah, I tried to buy it from him while I was there. I go, you know, yeah, what can you do with this? But, I don't know what year it is, but it's a vintage Digger flathead. Actually, the motor that's in that 28, 29 is the motor that was originally in that Digger.
Wow.
So it's
that's
an injected,
cool.
blown flathead. You know, it's cool. Very cool. The digger was nice, and he kept it exactly the way it belongs. He did a couple things for safety, like they put a second loop in the cage, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, here at this event, he can take it out there and take it down the track, and that's fun.
That's what's cool about it, yeah. So, well, cool. Well, Perry, we call these chatting scats for a reason, because...
Because you're throwing me out.
We saw you out there in the audience. We said, hey, he's a fun guy. We'll talk to him. So now it's time to scat.
Always good to see you guys.
You know what we should do, though? We'll have Perry come back on when some of his TV shows hit the air.
Absolutely, yeah.
Them and that'll be fun, right?
Oh, always good to hang out with you guys and talk. So
we'll do burnouts in your car and have all kinds of good fun.
I did take the keys out of the car while I was, you know.
Yeah, that's a good. That's probably a good. That's smart.
Good talking to you guys. Have fun.
Thanks, Perry.
Thanks, Perry Bart.
Go ride the electric bike some more.
Yeah. So Perry Bart. Now he was the producer on Car Warriors when Jimmy and I were on. And I've done some work with him on several shows since, and just a fun guy. I mean,
he's being modest about his stunt background.
He definitely
he did some crazy shit back there, like riding the motorcycles in Terminator.
That's fine with me. I love that kind of guy.
Yeah,
you know, he's not full of smoke and mirrors like the next guy.
Yeah, exactly. And but you know, to that fact, you're exactly right, because if you go to his office at his house, you just stand there and you go, whoa, look at that. Whoa, there you are. And it's just all the people, all the movies, all the stuff that, you know, that were so big in the 60s.
Some epic, epic stunts and some of these big movies.
He's going to hate me that I just said 60s, isn't he? No. 80s and 90s. Okay.
Yeah. So, not 60s.
Yeah. No, he...
Shit, that's when I was in high school. Come on.
90s. He did all the stunts in the 90s.
Yes.
Every big stunt in the 90s.
Every big stunt. But, no, he's a great guy. We hang out a lot together because he's fun and he's a good car guy. And
he builds his cars himself. I see him just grinding away and tooling around in the garage. And he's just constantly working on that stuff there, which I appreciate that well. Like, in his downtime, he's tooling cars together.
Before we leave today, I need to take you over and show you one of the kids that works for me. His little Model A coupe that he's built from scratch, which was a hunk of...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we're going to have to take some more photos and stuff of that kind of stuff as well. I think that'll be awesome to do.
Hi, Barry.
So we saw Barry Weiss going by. He's our buddy. So we grabbed him and nabbed him. How you doing?
How about a drum roll or something?
You want a drum roll? You got it.
All right. No, I was just at the Moon Eyes show and walked by your little makeshift gorilla radio show. What are we still doing? Well, you're out of your mom's garage, so that's a step. You had it in your mom's garage.
Well, we got better. Yeah, we were better at it. At getting out, I mean.
Yeah, I see
also,
that.
Also, she kicked us out.
Not better at the radio, but better at getting out.
No, I've heard the show before. Come on. So tell me, Brad, what have you been up to?
Yeah, Brad, what have you been up to?
Yeah, Brad, what have you
Well, you know, Barry, I've just been in my mom's garage doing this show and cutting it together. Now, I want to know, I heard that you've become an internationally recognized judging panel here.
Well, you want me to go into that?
And why not? I mean, you know, you go around
I'm not afraid. You
go around the world doing it. Let's talk about your trip to Amsterdam.
All right. Well, I just got back, and I guess it's a true story. I was representing the United States in the Cannabis Cup. 27th year of the competition. Honest to God, Pete. I know they take it serious over there. And there weren't that many judges from the USA. And it was a blast. But I got to tell you something. It was a bit of a farce this year. Because, one, the judging... They give you a judge's plaque, and you walk into any coffee shop, and they want to give you their latest, greatest strain. The strain that won in 2015, by the way, was Cookies and Kush, and it was from Barney's Coffee Shop. Seriously. And the problem is they wanted me to vote, and I did. But after smoking 7 or 8 different types during the day,
yes,
all strong, I might add, I couldn't remember which one I liked the best. I swear to God. And they said, you know what they told me going in? They said, you should take notes. And I didn't.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, I'm not there to take notes.
But you can't write.
Well, you can
write. Not after that.
I mean, seriously, it was a lot of fun. And I was in training for that job like 50 years. I'm serious. Yeah. But I never thought I'd be a judge at the Cannabis Cup. And it's off the bucket list now.
All right.
Well,
right on.
Back to motorsports, and I know that you and I were talking recently, and you've been bopping around Europe, going to a lot of motorcycle races and hanging out with the Ducati guys, right?
Yeah, I've been to about probably 7 or 8 MotoGP races this year, and I try and go to more next year. because I am retired fully again, and back to professional slacker, Pete, which you know I was good at it.
You are one of the best.
Thank you, sir.
Did you not get an award for that?
Every day you get an award for that, man.
When you wake up, baby.
You bet. But no, I'm no longer in the storage game. I conquered that world. Actually, one of the reasons...
And you did well.
Didn't I? You know, if it looks as if I didn't take it as seriously
as that, you know that one little blip we did with you? You know, I've got more. I got more.
Oh, remember, and that was one of the first shows we did, man.
You know?
Honest to God, and that was a blast.
It was so much fun.
It was. And does anybody, have you got any big porno parts or anything from it?
Yeah, seven.
That's what I thought. No,
haven't you seen?
But you're doing that elder porn now.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. That's a new niche.
Sleep through it.
New, yeah, exactly.
It's mature porn, okay?
Yeah, mature porno, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was fun, man. I remember we did that with Alex. With Alex Idias.
Yeah, he sends his love, by the way.
Yeah, tell him I said hey, will you? Yeah. And I got burned that time. On
you
that
did.
Magazine.
Yeah,
I really
did.
And, you know, I pride myself on half-ass know what I'm doing, which I normally do when it comes to that sort of stuff.
You half-ass know?
Yeah, well, I said half-ass. I prefaced it. But that time, I was completely I was so jazzed when I found that thing. And this is a true story, man. I swear to you, I thought I had the McCoy. I really did.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I really was made aware that... it was a fake. Fugazi. Yeah. But
now Barry, now Barry, what just to preface it for our listeners, you thought you had an original number one hot rod?
Yes.
Yes. I thought I had. It was an original volume one.
Yeah, number one.
Number one.
Number one, 1948.
And hey, it goes to show you, man, I got fooled this time myself. Actually, I didn't read they reissued that magazine because I learned this from you guys.
Yeah,
in 1981,
and it was 1 inch smaller
and
all the way around,
the
so that there wouldn't be anybody could be fooled
right.
by it.
Yeah, that's correct. It was 1 inch smaller than the real one, but the paper they used, the manner in which they printed
was perfect.
It was perfect, unbelievable. Yeah, that's right. They did it for like their 25th anniversary.
It was for their 50th anniversary.
Their 50th anniversary, and I hook, line, and sucker on that one.
Yeah, it was so funny because Alex says mine is bigger than yours. You remember that?
Yeah,
it was just one of the most perfect, and it was only meant as a line, not a metaphor,
anatomical metaphor.
Yeah, right.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Okay,
but it was
no.
Dead on
when
the
he
money.
Said that, and I looked at his. That's when I mean, it was like, yes, I realized.
And then I said to you, don't forget your magazine. You said, throw it under one of your leaky cars.
We'll catch some oil with it.
Yeah.
Because it was worth like, what, $20?
No, it was down in the fives.
Oh,
something. Fuck.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. We're explicit and we're a podcast.
So, does that mean you can swear?
We can, hell yes, and shit.
I'm not gonna. No. Who needs that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't say shit. Okay. You can say fuck, but not shit, okay?
Yeah, but so I was also visited Berlin while I was there, and mighty cold over there, but glad to be back.
Did you just get back?
Yeah, I got back 4 or 5 days ago. I'm still recuperating from that cannabis tour.
I'll bet.
Whew. Wow.
So Barry, did you drive any of your cars out, or are you just out hanging out, checking it out?
No, just took my daily shopping cart, my Jaguar, and just out fooling around, man.
Cool. Yeah. Well, this is a good place to be fooling around on a Saturday.
It is, man. Good to see you guys, by the way.
And now there's two Jags in the parking lot. The only two Jags in the parking lot. So
oh,
you guys were they were giving me shit before for driving a Jag here, and now there's two in the parking lot.
Hey.
Although yours is kind of cool, though.
Well, I'm lazy. Lazy.
You just remember that one episode where you almost tore the front end completely out of the car?
Oh, I still have that car. It's only been flown once. And driven by an old storage locker buyer in Pasadena.
Yeah, right. That was, you know, I'm surprised that thing didn't kink
so
at the A-pillar. I'm
so
to
oh,
God.
I thought the valance. Well, I had another valance. But I thought, oh, me too. But you know why? I landed going downhill, okay? And I got about, Tony, what, 4 or 5 feet of air under the car? All four wheels?
Every bit of that.
Oh, yeah.
That was Streets of San Francisco stuff there, man. That was the getaway.
Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
And hey, you know the great thing is? All kidding on that shot. I did my own stunts, obviously. There was a camera guy and another guy in the back seat. And I'm surprised you could fly that thing.
Oh,
I was only going about 25. I shouldn't say where those hills are in Silver Lake, California.
Yeah, you shouldn't say they're in Silver Lake. Yeah, you wouldn't want to say that.
Were those the ones in Silver Lake?
Yeah, the steep ones.
Pete, keep it on the lowdown that it's in Silver Lake.
Okay. Oh, well.
Yeah, I'll try and remember that.
But, again, glad to see you.
Hey,
seriously,
Barry, thanks for stopping by, man. We have fun always, and, you know, you got to enjoy the show. We got good weather and good people.
Perfect. Thanks again for having me.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Oh, we got no camera here. What am I shaking your hand for?
It's all right. It's
still
work.
I know, but I mean, still.
That's all right.
I'm, like, trying to do. Get in here, yeah. Get in here with us. Come on.
All right. Well, you know,
so
we're going to wrap up this show, this episode, with a photo. We've got a photo of everybody.
Come on, Ansel Adams. Pull the trigger.
Oh, he's got it. All right. See, this is what happens because our buddies come by. But, hey, Matt.
Right.
Any last thoughts about the Big Moon Eyes Xmas show?
You know, I'm hooked. I'm definitely hooked. I'm going to be out here next year.
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine.
Okay.
Why not? This is a great show.
Pete, any last thoughts about the show?
Oh, I'm just feeling sympathy for Barry.
Well,
no, I just think this is probably one of the best. This is a wonderful place to have a show. We got to do this again.
And we got to thank Moon Eyes for giving us the space and the ability to come out here.
Yeah.
Those guys are great. And you know what? Now we're going to go drive some cars. We're going to go do some interviews. And don't forget, everybody, we are going to have a video version of this. We did some B-roll, some really cool footage. And so you're going to get a bonus. You're going to feel like you were here with us. So, Matt.
Check us out online, of course, right? The best way to connect with us is on our Facebook page. So find Shift Steer Media on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as well. But the best way to do it is probably on Facebook because we can post the video up there. We can link to this podcast. You can share it with some of your friends. And we appreciate a good rating up on iTunes as well.
Yeah,
we love that.
By all means.
Yeah, please subscribe.
We're really, really pleased with everybody digging what we're doing. I'm over the moon with it. I can't believe it. It's just wonderful.
And Aaron, we know you're snowed in. We never even brought that. we didn't bring that up, folks. And we're going to wind it up with, we're going to say goodbye to Aaron because Aaron got snowed in Lake Tahoe and couldn't make the drive down here. So, bye, Aaron.
Goodbye, Aaron.
Big
catch you next time. Shift and Steer. Thanks for listening.